Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, D.A., I'm thirsty, man. Can you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, D.A., what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
D.A., what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, D.A.? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My co-worker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live for the Quicken Loans Studios, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. It's a Target Demo Friday, boys and girls, so let us know what you're doing as you listen to the show, where you're at, what you got cooking this weekend. Father's Day weekend on Sunday is Father's Day. Let us know what you're doing for Dad. We'll read those coming up later on in the show in the third hour of the program. I am always thrilled to have on our next guest because our next guest always brings some type of uniqueness, creativity, sometimes looniness to our show. And I love that unpredictability. I love the fact that we don't know what to predict, what to expect when she comes in. She is all over the place. She travels the world. She's a globetrotter. You see her on the Today Show. She's all over. And she has the coolest gifts, whether it's Christmas or Valentine's Day or now Father's Day. She is the pride of Erie, PA, and the queen of ox roast. She is Katie Linnendahl.
Yes! Thank you for that introduction. You give the world's best introductions, and you make guests feel so good. So thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. But
I love that title. It's like, forget Miss Universe or Miss Photogenic. I am the queen of ox roast, and I'm taking it, and I'm running. Coming in hot, people.
For those that don't know, as a native of Erie, PA, the first time we had you on, mm-hmm. you told us about... We even had a meat where we grew up that I didn't know if it was a real food.
That's correct.
And I didn't know what that meant. And you said it was called ox roast. And
that's
I still
right.
don't know what ox roast is.
You and me both. And it's going down the stomach. Okay.
But it's ox in a can. Right?
Yeah, that's
or a
about
bucket.
Right.
Or a bucket.
That's about right.
It's kind of like
it's real greasy. You're not sure what you're eating. Tastes awesome.
So in the other side of the glass, on the other side in the control room, you were inflating a giant... inflatable T-Rex, which is
ooh,
now...
Yeah, look at them firing up the sound effect.
Which is now standing directly behind you if you are watching at watchda.com. What's his name?
Yeah, this is the advantage to streaming. It's one thing to be hearing the audio, but it's tempting
yeah.
to want to get the full picture here. So I have some awesome Father's Day gadgets. No mail-ins here. No Whitman's chocolates.
No, you never do that.
You know, no socks, although I do have some funny socks. We'll get to that.
No
but
ties.
Behind me, no, we don't play that game, unless it's like a flask tie, which
right,
exists,
right.
which is in my lab. That's
wow.
true.
Oh, wow.
But behind me is a 7-foot T-Rex, which is also, it's a gadget, it's a sprinkler as well.
No.
It is.
The
it
Yao
is.
Ming of dinosaur inflatable T-Rexes is a sprinkler?
Totally. Yes.
That sounds like a door opening. Does that sound like a Tyrannosaurus Rex?
Not sure, but you know what? They pulled it off fast, so kudos.
That kind of sounds like Obi-Wan Kenobi mm-hmm. in a creaky old haunted house.
We'll take it.
Okay.
And this baby, I should mention, is from one of my favorite companies, from Perpetual Kid. They overnighted this baby so you could have it. T-Rex sprinkler, 7 foot. But it's for the dads that, you know, have the... If it's Father's Day, you got kids of any age.
Can I
you
ask
want to
you,
be in the sprinkler.
Where
yes.
does the sprinkler come out?
Oh, of its nostrils.
No.
Yeah.
Water comes out of its nostrils?
That's true.
That is amazing.
Right? I mean, I was going to turn it on, but equipment in the studio and sprinkler systems do not mix.
So you got to, like, hook a hose up to its tail or something?
That's correct. There's a little input. It's very easy. Packs down great for storage. No problem.
This is awesome. Mraz, tell me, Bob the Deli Man would definitely have that out, especially for block party.
Oh, 1,000%. He would want everybody coming, kids, adults, taking pictures. This, I might have to make a last-minute Father's Day maneuver here
now.
This
is so cool.
Thanks,
man. It's a 7-foot inflatable T-Rex that's a sprinkler.
Yes. Yep. I'm going to be, you'll be seeing my social posts. I'll be handing this off to my pops. The grandkids will be running through this. In just like T-minus 24 hours.
I could see Mraz doing a weenie luge off of this. I could see us dropping half of a hot dog from his snout that comes down and Mraz eating it up.
And drinking the water that comes out with it. I'll tell you what I like about this. Running through the sprinkler, timeless, old school. People just settle for the pools now.
Yeah.
Let's bring running through the sprinkler back.
Well, when I was growing up, the kids next to us had a pool and we didn't. And you could always hear them on days it was like really hot. And they're like, Will Marco, and you're like, dude, it was the worst, but like this upstages any pool situation.
This is great. Plus, we got kind of Jurassic Park that's
timely
in the, in the movie theaters right
Jurassic
now.
Jurassic World coming out, what, the 22nd?
Mm-hmm.
Timely.
Did you see Solo? I know you're a
Star Wars
fan.
Oh my gosh, I'm
Star
waiting
Wars
for my sister
fan.
To see it, but I don't even know if I'm that into it past the reviews at this point.
This is amazing because I'm a huge Star Wars fan like
you.
And I have the last three, the new ones, I've gone the day of or the next day to watch them. And I still haven't seen Solo. I'm not really all that energized to go see it.
I'm glad we're on the same page. And I feel like as a huge Star Wars fan, that's a little deflating. But
totally. But I think they're pounding them out too quickly.
I mean, I'm
feeling every 6 months we have a Star Wars film?
Right? Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't seen it. I thought you were going to judge me with my response.
No, not at all. I feel like I could be judged, but I like Donald Glover's Lando, and I think that there could be some cool things there. But look, I just saw Star Wars on Christmas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's not even Father's Day.
And then after Christmas, you had me watching, or during Christmas, I should say, the Star Wars special.
Oh, the Christmas special.
Wow.
Is that amazing?
We should just get together and watch that and skip Solo, because I'll watch that like 15 times.
George Lucas never wanted that released after it aired in like 1978 or 79.
For a reason.
It's on YouTube and it is glorious. It's the most glorious late 70s crazy schlock of all time.
I thought you oversold it when you told me about it the first time.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh yeah, I'll watch this in passing. That was like glued to the screen material.
Well, for those that don't know, the Star Wars Christmas special revolves around, I think, Chewbacca or the Wookiee family trying to get together for Christmas, or maybe the little Wookiee gets lost or something. It is so utterly ridiculous.
It is the definition of the gift that keeps on giving.
It's the story of the Wookiee family on Christmas Eve. It's just so ridiculous. And it's not a cartoon. It's live action.
Yeah.
So it's so nuts. All right. So what else do you have here for Father's Day? Katie Lindendahl, our gadget guru.
Yes. I have put together my top seven. I have posted these all on my website, katielindendahl.com, in case you're like hearing this and I don't know where the link is.
Uh-huh.
I got you covered. So let's roll through because I got some gems here. We talked about the T-Rex sprinkler from Perpetual Kid. Next, let's talk about this guy because this was a find by, I'm obsessed with finding new crazy technology, as you know.
Uh-huh.
This, what I'm holding, and if you're listening and you're not streaming, let me try to describe it. It's called the Sound Caddy.
Okay.
And it is a golf club. You can literally put it in with your golf club.
Looks
so I'm going
like
to hand it off to you.
Looks like a big driver.
Yeah. And it's really a Bluetooth speaker.
Whoa.
Which, amazing sound quality.
Whoa.
10 hours of battery life. Bonus, it actually has two USB in, so you can actually charge two devices.
Oh, this is badass.
Great audio. All the buttons that you need, super easy to use. And by the way, the shaft comes down. It's removable. You can actually put it on a tee that it comes with, and you can stick it into the ground. Sound Caddy, $130. I have to tell you, I have so many friends purchasing this for a Father's Day gift. Pretty awesome technology. And it looks real. It looks like a real club.
So this is so cool because if your dad golfs, you can easily buy this, and then he sticks this club in his club bag.
Yep.
And the club head is the speaker.
Mm-hmm.
So you put this in. He puts his music on his Bluetooth on his phone, and then boom, he's got music coming out of his golf bag, and it just looks like he's got a club in there.
And it just looks cool. I have to tell you, I debuted this on I found it out of nowhere and debuted it on the Today Show, and it just went crazy on media. Like, so many sites have picked it up, and it's like the ultimate compliment because this is one of those gadgets that is like a home run, even if you don't like golf.
This is so cool because everybody could use a really good Bluetooth speaker.
Yes.
And when you have one that looks kind of cool, it's a huge win because so many of them don't fit into any type of decor.
Right.
You know? But this is really cool because it's like a dad game room, man cave, golf bag.
You're right, it's a decoration piece. Great point.
And you can put it anywhere.
Oh, and P.S., turn it on. You got to hear the effects.
Do I just hold it like this?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm doing this right.
The on-off buttons actually make golf effects. And they're really cool because they...
caddy.
Stand by. It goes... And it sounds like it's dropping into a hole.
Nice.
So it's like the little things. You know, it's really made with attention to detail, which I love.
I think I broke it.
No, you didn't break it. I could pair it for it via Bluetooth. That's what I have to do with it. Yeah, it's a brand new one.
I would love it if it just paired with your phone and we started hearing your away voicemail message.
That's something I don't want to broadcast.
Hi, this is Katie. I'm eating ox roast right now. I can't get to your call.
Business partnership lost. Any inquiries down the drain? Gosh.
So what else you got here?
Right,
what's your
so
top seven
going.
Look like
so
at KatieLindadal.com?
We don't mail it in with socks, right? No. But I found these amazing socks from Perpetual Kid. And they state the following. Here, I'll let you read them, D.A.
Ooh, okay.
You know, like a really good pair of guys' socks? I mean, it's an essential. It's an essential. And I'm hooking everybody up in the room with these. So perk up, dudes.
Are these all right?
All right.
Oh, nice. D.A. has some polka dot socks on.
Let's see what these are.
Okay, but these are better.
So
the socks state the following.
One pair of socks says, do I look like a team player? That's for Mraz.
Oh, good.
Perfect.
Yeah, you can start gifting these as you go.
That is Mraz. Next pair of socks has a sad sock that says, worst gift ever.
Ooh, sounds like Bilotti.
That's a good one for Bilotti. It should say, Luigi deserves respect.
That's right. Respect.
There's another pair of socks that says, adult in training. That's a good one. I think that applies to all of us around here.
That's a grab bag.
And this pair of socks, oh, this is great. Video game socks, game on and on and on. It has a guy playing video games on them. These are great socks.
That's you written
well,
all
and
over.
And I don't want to say this one on air, but this is a special one for you, D.A.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, we can't say this on the air, but we can show it on the web stream. Ringmaster of the Bleep Show.
Yes.
These are my socks
Strong.
Right here. That is
There you go.
That is the perfect title. If you are Queen of the Ox Roast, I am Ringmaster of the Bleep Show.
Perfect.
This is awesome. These socks are so cool. All right, very cool. Katie Lindadal's got the best gadget and gifts for Father's Day. What else?
Okay, so next up, I'm going to give you one that I actually a company I work with. It's called Sleep Shepherd.
Okay.
And for anyone in this room have trouble sleeping? Everybody's hands should be up. Somebody has some kind of problem sleeping.
I'm a light sleeper. I usually fall asleep very easily, but wake up in the middle of the night or wake up earlier than I should.
That falls into a bucket. So for anybody that has trouble falling asleep or even staying asleep, it's a soft headband that you wear. This has done wonders for my sleep, and you can actually pair it with the app as well. And what it does is it uses no drugs, no prescription, no anything to help you fall asleep. It uses special tones to help you fall asleep and stay asleep.
Nice.
And it was actually created by a doctor, genius guy. His name's Dr. Michael Larson, and his daughter was having sleep issues. Ended up in the ER, became very problematic. So he created this. I mean, super genius, savant. And it's super lightweight. It's super comfortable, helps you fall asleep, and then wakes you up at the perfect time so you don't feel groggy. And then, of course, you can track your sleep and get better metrics of how you're actually sleeping. A lot of sleep tracking devices are not accurate because they're on your wrist. And then they track different movements, which are just, again, using the word inaccurate. This is using your brain waves. And again, no pharmaceuticals, no drugs helps you fall asleep. So this, to me, is like something you use all year. And a lot of dads out there having trouble sleeping, as you know.
Yeah, for sure. Let me check that out. So this is kind of like a band that goes around your head.
Yes.
Just
and then you put
Velcro.
It on right before you fall asleep.
Okay.
Tell it the time that you want to wake up, and it'll give you tones to help you fall right asleep naturally.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're traveling all the time,
and
you're changing time zones all the time, so I'm sure you're dealing with body clock change and jet lag.
Exactly.
And so you could use this a lot. This helps you?
Yes, and you can see literally when I pop open the app, you can see my sleep study, and I get good sleep now. I you know, it's a badge of honor in this country to get really poor sleep. It's like, oh, I only slept 2 hours. I was working real hard. I think that is like the next big thing in terms of technology, like identifying how sleep is so critical and so important. I'm on the road, as you noted, I'm projected to be on 300 days a year on the road.
Oh my god.
Which is crazy. So yes, I'm all over the place and helping fall asleep is like optimal.
This is really cool. Sleep Shepherd. Now all of these gifts are available at Katie's website, katielindadal.com. Katie just came back from a million different places, including Alaska for Aurora Borealis and Iceland, who is the Cinderella team of the World Cup this year. I want to ask you about your travels coming up here next, okay? More with Katie Lindadal, the queen of Ox Roast, and the pride of Erie, PA, with your gifts and gadgets for Father's Day on Sunday. This is the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Make the right game plan for you. Farmers Insurance has practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
You know, the simulcast, the DA Show, is going on right now. That's also mobile friendly, whether it's an Apple device, whether it's an Android device. You can always watch the show on your phone, your tablet, your PC. And today is a great day to do it at watchda.com because Katie Linedahl is in studio with a giant inflatable sprinkler T-Rex.
We took that baby on the subway.
It's amazing. Tonight at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, step into the arena with CBS Sports Network as they bring you top-notch AFL action. Don't miss the first-place Baltimore Brigade kickoff against the Washington Valor, 24-hour home of CBS Sports, the CBS Sports Network. Tweets coming in. Brian tweeting, I feel like Katie Linedahl is another host of the DA Show. With her, you, and Mraz, she fits in so perfectly. Meredith yes. tweets in, Katie is the coolest chick around.
Wow. This is great. Read some more.
That's why we have you here in studio. You travel so much for a million different projects. Mm-hmm. You went up to Alaska to hunt Aurora Borealis.
That's true.
Now that's the Northern Lights. Mm-hmm. And you had tried to find the Northern Lights before. Mm-hmm. And I always kind of assumed that if you go up to Alaska at a certain time of the year, you're automatically going to see them. But you said you had missed them. You hadn't been able to find them. Mm-hmm. So it's really like seeking out this amazing natural phenomenon.
Yeah, I have been in places all over the world. And in probably Iceland, as we talk about Iceland today, was one of the most popular ones that I keep going to for the last few years. And never caught them there. I thought I did once, maybe, but I mean, it was a glimmer. Went to Fairbanks, Alaska, which numbers don't lie. I think it was 285 days a year that you can see the Northern Lights in Fairbanks.
Wow.
It was, first off, that city in the U.S. is incredible. Like, I was blown away by just the people there are so, if you're ever considering going to Alaska, yeah, it's a little bit of a journey. It is absolutely worth it. I think they call it the heart of Alaska.
I agree. I've been to Anchorage before, and it's amazing. Right? I didn't get to Fairbanks, though.
Incredible people, but yes, I was filming a segment for the Weather Channel, and we were teamed up with Canon, and the whole goal was they have a workshop there to actually film the Northern Lights. So we were out in some of the most remote parts of Fairbanks, and we saw them for every single day we were there at the workshop, 5 full days, and we were able to, photographing them is a whole other thing. So we were using some of the top imaging technology to go for both photos and video. And it was jaw-dropping. I mean, if you have ever seen them or have desired to, they literally dance. And what your eye sees is what is different than the camera sees. So it's a little bit of education for me because I've been shooting for years.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, the greens and the purples and the pinks, you'll never forget it. And to be able to capture them with Canon and have some of the top photographers in the world being able to teach us was so cool.
That is really, really
so
cool.
So incredible. It was like emotional, you know?
Yeah, I could imagine because that was what you were on the hunt for so long.
Yes.
And Iceland is the darling of this World Cup. They have a population total of Peoria, Illinois. And they have a country that is right now a very good soccer country. They have built this incredible infrastructure and everybody plays from the time they're really young. They've got great coaching and they're really, really into this soccer team. Mm-hmm. They knocked off England a couple of years ago in the Euro. And so now they're kind of primed for maybe a breakout this year in the World Cup. And Iceland has now become a really popular place to go visit and to hang out because it's just spectacular. Every time that I see on your social media, your pictures of the scenery in Iceland, it is jaw-dropping.
And there's a reason why they film Game of Thrones and Star Wars in Iceland. When you see the terrain, I like personally being there in the winter because it looks like you just stepped off of somewhere in Star Wars. Like, it is uncharted territory. Yes, total Hoth planet. And they say if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. It's just constantly changing. Like, you'll go through rainbows and then it'll be a snowstorm and then it'll be raining. It is just intense. I was down on the southern part of Iceland in my last trip a few weeks ago, and there's literally a black sand beach. It looks like you're on another planet.
Really?
I mean, it is incredible. And the waves are just ferocious. So it's truly another place to be. But their soccer team, I'm hot on the soccer team because the U.S. obviously not in the World Cup.
Right.
Have you seen some of these guys?
They're so cool.
Wow. I mean, in Iceland, too, the country is just on fire waiting for us. My new favorite player, Rurik Gislason.
Yeah, you can't pronounce any of their last names. They're like 17 no. consonants long.
But they're amazing.
Yeah, and their chants are like the Minnesota Vikings skull chants. Mm-hmm. So they, after goals or after matches, they all do the big claps and they do the skull. And it's just to watch it, it feels like it's centuries
Viking-esque.
Old.
Viking-esque.
Yeah, it's really, really badass. So you're also here with other gadgets for Father's Day.
That's
and
true.
So what else is on the list? I see we have kind of like a floating football helmet over there.
This is a hovering helmet. And DA, did you really have a birthday or not? Was that a lie?
It's coming up on the 21st.
Okay, this is apropos.
So it's 6 days from now.
Yes, I actually brought you this one specifically. This is my gift
really?
To you.
Really? Wow. Uh-huh.
So what you're looking at is a hover helmet. It's from Pegasus Sports Shop. And
how is it doing that?
Isn't this the coolest thing ever? So it is using magnetic levitation technology. And this helmet, they have it in NCAA or NFL teams, just spins around and around. And I'll show you. What's really neat about it is to connect it, you just have to find the sweet spot.
Wow.
And then it literally levitates right on your desk.
So for those listening, it's...
How do you explain that?
It's a football helmet, maybe the size. It's larger than a softball. So it's a good-sized football helmet. And it is just levitating and rotating mm-hmm. in between basically two magnets, right? And
it's so a desk piece.
It's so cool. Yeah, mm-hmm. it plugs in. And so it just kind of looks like a desk lamp, but your helmet is rotating 360 constantly like it's on display at the Hall of Fame. Mraz, this is an awesome gift.
That looks so cool.
Right?
It kind of makes me feel like it's football combined with a mini planetarium.
There you go.
For sports fans. And I have to say, this is getting next level nerdy, but I used to have, when they first came out at CES a few years ago, I had some magnetic levitation speakers. So there's a Bluetooth speakers that levitate around too, but the technology has been really refined. Like, this is really easy to connect. You'd have to really get it in the sweet spot to see it rotate and to hover. This one works great. Works
Can
easy.
Can you pull that in front of you directly so that the
oh, yes.
camera will pick
Artius.
That up? That is very, very cool. If you're watching right now, that
I'm
is...
I'm going to show you how to set it.
What is that even called? It's just called a...
Hover helmet.
Hover helmet. Very cool.
New
All right.
stuff.
Nice. What else do we got here?
Yeah, and I love this for dads because my dad loves his coffee and he loves his strong coffee. This is a cold brewer and carafe. This one's from Uncommon Goods. $50. And it's a whole portable unit that you can brew your own coffee in. If you like it hot, it'll take about 12 hours. And then if you like it cold, like we do, it's a 24-hour period. So you just let it steep in there. You can make it as strong as you want, but it's a cold brewer plus carafe portable unit.
All of these gifts are available on your website, katielindahl.com.
Yes.
So they can go and kind of check out, our listeners can check out all of the things that you're kind of bringing up here. And maybe where they can get them as well?
Absolutely.
All right, very good. Is that all the gifts? Or do we?
That's all the gifts. There's one special one that I'll save that's on my website.
Okay.
But yeah.
Very
What's your
nice.
Favorite?
Well, I love the T-Rex sprinkler. I don't know how you beat the T-Rex sprinkler because...
So unique.
And sprinklers are so boring. The fact that you have an inflatable T-Rex in your yard and it's actually functional...
Right.
And actually is practical and can do something. I mean, that's incredible. I love that.
Thanks, man. Perpetual yeah. kid.
Now, can we turn that on in the studio and just make everything really wet, like Bogus's hair? And stuff? So what's next for you this summer? You're everywhere.
I know, right? I'll be on the road quite a bit. I'm shooting a lot of upcoming segments, and Comic-Con is coming up.
Oh, yeah, Comic-Con.
Yeah, I'll be. I have some surprise stuff on air in the next few weeks.
Nice.
Yeah, a lot going on. Never a dull moment. Blessing.
We're going to have a hot dog eating contest, our annual Wienership Challenge here on the show in a few weeks. And we usually have a competitive eater, Badlands Booker, come in.
Whoa.
He's on the Nathan's hot dog eating circuit. So he comes in and he usually competes against somebody. If we can get him to eat ox roast, would you want to compete against him?
Whoa, I'm totally on the spot.
I don't think you could beat Badlands Booker.
Well, can I at least come in for it?
You could absolutely be a spectator, yes.
There is nothing I enjoy more on the 4th of July, American patriot that I am, than a good hot dog eating contest with Joey Chestnut and Kobayashi. Like,
yeah.
This is right up my alley.
So this is the...
Can I really come in?
Absolutely, yes. You could be the spectator. Can we get Katie a luxury suite for the Wienership yeah. Challenge 2018?
Yeah, we'll put her up in the porch right next to the T-Rex.
I'm right. so there.
Yeah, we'll get you the elevated seat up there right around camera 3. and you could just watch the
her, dinosaur, Chris Christie, Jerry Jones. We'll have them all sitting in the same box.
That luxury suite.
Can I make a one-sentence statement? I almost would take you up on that eating contest. Do you remember the show Man vs. Food?
Of course.
I was the runner-up.
No.
In casting for that.
No.
I can pound some serious food. Yes. I had to go to Katz's Deli. It was Adam Richman. And I have to say, thank the good Lord that they made that casting call, because I don't know what situation I'd be
in
right now.
No way. No way. I don't believe that.
I had to do an eating contest.
You're 5'4".
One.
A 5'1".
I'll out myself.
85 pounds. How the hell are you competing in Man versus Food?
Listen, I grew up in an Italian family. We run it off. I can pound some serious food.
No way.
Uh-huh. Number two. It would have been Woman versus Food.
Wow.
Yeah, and I still see the casting director, and they were like, unforgettable performance.
What did you eat?
I had to go to Katz's Deli, which, if you're not familiar, it's like an iconic place in New York that has massive sandwiches. Yeah, I had to eat the sandwich. It was a huge extra, you know, extra, extra large one. All the fries and the beverage, and I had people like around me watching me, so I had an audience. I was like, done. Oh. I was like, where is the dessert?
Was it like a corned beef or was it?
It was a corned beef.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. You just blew everybody's mind here. Katie has just right now become the coolest person we've ever had on the show.
I feel like this is legitimately breaking news. Like, I can see websites picking this up later.
Seriously.
It was almost Woman versus Food.
Wow. It's on the side.
Holy cow.
But I'll tell you what. I will work it off, and I still can rock a 4-pack. I don't know if I have enough real estate these days. That's my excuse for the 6. But I could put some food down.
I can't believe it. I cannot believe this.
Call your friends, folks.
My God.
I mean, Adam Richman would be nobody had they picked you. Wow. That was his thing.
Could you imagine? It was a good casting call, I will say.
For your health, at least.
Yeah, amen.
Wow.
For my heart and my liver.
At some point, we need to have you against Badlands Booker in ox roast eating. We have to do this.
I just sold myself out.
Yeah, it's so true. Katie Linadal, check out her website, katielinadal.com, for all of these tremendous gifts. Also, you can check her out on all social media platforms at Katie Linadal, because she posts pictures of all these cool gifts, especially for Sunday's Father's Day. Katie, you are the best. You are the Forrest Gump of our guests. You always have another story where, like, you played ping pong overseas? You met the president and drank Dr. Peppers? What? Katie, it's always good. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
When we come back here on the show, is baseball getting scared about attendance situations? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Sweatpants at work zone.
Come on, Sean. You're better than that. There's no Boston cream. There's nothing moist. Are you going to get the donut shop donuts, or are you just going to get the black, the powder, the crumb cake?
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
The black, the powder, the crumb cake. Come on, Sean. The black, the powder, the crumb cake.
Itchy nipple chub, bro.
Brother, I love you, but come on.
Come on. The black, the apple, the crumb cake.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
Wake up and smell the coffee.
Let's make Jim Rome a National Radio Hall of Famer, boys and girls. Voting is now open. There are two easy ways to vote. Cast your vote at radiovote.com or dial short code 96000. Text the message 800. Your vote counts. Standard message and data rates may apply. As I've mentioned before, there is no doubt in my mind that Jim Rome, unbiasedly, is a Radio Hall of Famer. He is the godfather of this industry, of this landscape, of this format. He's been doing it at a higher level than anybody else for the longest time, for a longer time than anybody else. At that level, for what he has done for this long, no question, he is a Hall of Famer. He deserves in that thing. Let's get him in. That is radiovote.com or dial short code 96000. Text the message 800. Jared Diamond is a national baseball writer for the Wall Street Journal. And he tweeted something today, a story that he had about MLB attendance. Attendance is down more than 6% from this time last year. It's down nearly 9% overall. And Rob Manfred, quote, is concerned that there's something to it more than just the weather. Pirates ownership refused to talk to Jared Diamond about their significant attendance decline. The Pirates, as a specific example, attendance down 29% from this time last year. Toronto, also down 29%. Now, there are some rare wins. The Milwaukee Brewers, at the top of their division, really fun team, have seen a 20% increase. But overall, there is attendance problems in a sharp drop this year and has been growing over the last couple of years. Part of that can be weather. April and May in so many cities across the country mean rainouts or snowouts or just too cold, even if it's rainy and they get the game off, too cold to get you there. But you can't say it's because kids aren't out of school yet or are just getting out of school, because this is comparatively to last year and in years past, this time in those years. Guys, there is a problem in baseball. And this can be very trite and cliche because every talking head has a take on this. But here's the deal. I grew up a baseball fan. When I was 9 years old, it was football and baseball to me. I loved the NFL, and I loved Major League Baseball. And I collected those cards, and I read those biographies, and I studied those encyclopedias. And I couldn't get enough of baseball, baseball players currently, baseball history, different ballparks, different eras, different stats, different records. And going out to the ballpark, getting to see the Mets at Shea Stadium when I was a kid, was a complete and total thrill. Today, attendance has waned. And today, there's fewer kids than ever that are 10 years old that really want to go to a baseball game. Baseball's done great developing and 20-something go out for beer, have a good party, walk around, eat food culture at their games. Baseball's figured that part out. Hey, it's not necessarily about the games. Let's make food interesting. Let's have beer gardens. Let's let people walk around the stadium and the concourses so they're not trapped in their seat. And that's great. A lot of these stadiums are fan-friendly. They have little kiddie parks. You've got the Mini K at Kauffman Stadium. Kids can actually play full baseball games out beyond center field. I've been to Comiskey Park in Chicago. Very cool kiddie area. A whole level devoted basically to kids. But why would attendance be down? It's down because the game isn't interesting to watch. It's a sin to say because I love baseball, but there's too many strikeouts. There's too many home runs or strikeouts. And while a home run is interesting, you're only going to see a handful of those maybe per game. We don't have five-man rallies in an inning. Last night, the New York Mets had an offensive explosion with three runs. This is compared to their last 3 weeks where they are averaging about a run a game. So three runs is amazing. All three runs, three solo home runs. This is baseball. Everybody swing for the fences and strikeouts be damned. Forget a double into the gap, which clears the bases. Forget drawing a walk and stealing second and then maybe stealing third like Ricky Henderson or Vince Coleman used to do. Because of defensive shifts, launch angle, advanced metrics, all of this stuff means less baseball and more standing around. And nobody wants to go and sit and watch a bunch of strikeouts and then a parade of relievers. Nobody wants to go out to a ballpark and know that they're not going to get to see much action. If you're 10 years old and you watch the NBA Finals, You're watching LeBron and Steph Curry and Kevin Durant run up and down the floor all game long. 2 hours. 2.5 hours. I know LeBron is going to be on the floor. I know Steph Curry is going to be on the floor. I know Kevin Durant's going to be on the floor, and they're going to touch the ball every couple of seconds. I mean, every time the Cavaliers have possession, which is arguably every 24 seconds, LeBron touches that basketball. There's action, they're running, they're blocking, they're shooting, they're dunking. If you're 10 years old and you watch football, you know Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady is going to touch the football every time the Packers or the Patriots have possession. You know Odell Beckham gets a minimum of 8 to 10 chances to catch a football every game. Julio Jones, you know that Ezekiel Elliott's going to touch the football 25 times a game. You watch baseball. Not only does Mike Trout only get up 4 times a day, but the rest of the game is just strikeouts. The rest of the game is a parade of relievers. If you watch the World Series this year and you were not emotionally connected as an Astros fan or a Dodgers fan and you're 10 years old, you would watch a hook on a starting pitcher in the fourth inning and then a never-ending parade of relievers after that as strikeouts mounted. The game is suffering. And it's this great irony that because of statistical analysis and sabermetrics, there's more information and more analysis and science behind how we play baseball than ever before. But because of it, it has sapped the action from baseball. Defensive shifts, parade of relievers, launch angle, people not caring, GMs, managers, owners not caring about strikeout rates. It has led to no action. You cannot watch a baseball game and expect action anymore. Nobody steals any bases. I'll never forget being 10 years old and being captivated by Rickey Henderson. Wait a second. You mean Rickey is going to crouch that low, have no strike zone that you can throw into? He's going to draw a walk, get on base, and you're guaranteed him getting a third because he's stealing second and third, be damned. And you can't do anything about it. So you mean Ricky's going to lead off the game and you know as long as he gets on base, he's getting a third? Well, damn, that's interesting. That's exciting. He's stealing 120 bases a year? The stolen base is a thrill when done well. Thrilling. Nobody steals bases anymore. Nobody wants to risk the out. A guy has 30 stolen bases. We're like, wow, that is huge. Vince Coleman used to do that in a month. There's no action. Baseball is going to try this pitch clock, and Manfred is right about this. You need a pitch clock because we need to speed things up. And the National League is going to look at the DH, and they're right to do it because we need more offense and less pitchers not being able to put down a sacrifice bunt or striking out. But it needs to go even deeper than those things. There needs to be action. You actually have to put the ball in play. You have to create what used to be dynamic plays and fun and ball put in play. Look, let's put it this way. We all played Little League. I played T-ball at 5 and Little League at 6, 7, and 8, and then minors and majors up until I was about 11 or 12 years old. The worst part about playing Little League is when you stand in the outfield and nothing happens because kids just keep striking out. It's the worst part. And so you just start picking daisies or picking boogers. That's your two options. That's what 10-year-olds are doing when they go to baseball games now. What are you watching? Not to mention baseball has been very bad at building stars. They don't know how to market Mike Trout correctly. They don't know how to market the big stars of today. They don't do it like NBA does. They don't do it like football does. Last year, we had Bryce Harper versus Mike Trout. We had it in the middle of the night on regional cable. Nobody paying attention to it on a Wednesday night. They don't know how to do it. They're bad at it. But the crux of the game is less action than ever before. And you can't tell me that doesn't directly coincide with attendance slipping dramatically the last couple of years. Also, it does not help that now baseball has become haves and have-nots again. It's the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Cubs, the Dodgers are great. And so many of the small market teams have ripped it apart and said, we'll just lose 100 games. And so teams are gobbling up wins on bad squads. If you're a good team, you're pushing your win total up because you're beaten up against the Sisters of the Poor. And a lot of franchises are waving the white flag early because they want cost-controlled young players by virtue of drafting high, and so they're willing to lose for years like the Astros just did. Bad teams versus good teams. And the same old powers are now in play, and so all those fan bases that have been kind of lit on fire because they had finally had a good team and a competitive team now are back to being bad again because the traditional powers are the ones that are at the top of the standings again. Baseball's got issues, and Forbes just had a story this week that in 5 years they predict that soccer will out-attendance baseball, and it's going to go football, basketball, soccer the next 5 years in terms of American attendance at events. That shows you this power structure change. Our toll-free line brought to you by GEICO. There's a quick way you could save money switching to GEICO. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all at GEICO.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.